Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on First Date with Lauren Compton.
But that just means you like conversation, not necessarily dating.
I don't like doing that with men.
How far into dating someone do you think you should introduce your partner to your parents?
My parents are dead.
When she's
are you
a
crazy girl?
Me? No.
Well, I'm just saying I like you.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
To do this without freaking out. Oh my goodness, you guys, welcome to another episode of First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton. I'm so excited for my guest today. He is an addiction medicine specialist and internist. You probably know him from his incredible work on Loveline. He hosts Dr. Drew After Dark. He's been married for 30 plus years. He has triplets. Let's welcome Dr. Drew. Yeah. All right.
So happy to be here. Congratulations. This is fantastic.
Thank you. Love
the theme song. Love the set. Literally, gentlemen, did I not just ask who designed this set? I was like, this thing is fantastic.
Thank you.
And it looks even better on camera.
It looks amazing. So cool.
Yeah, it is very cool.
Oh, I can't believe you're on my show now.
I love it. It's so good. First of all, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that you got your own show. But more importantly, I hand myself over to you. This will be really fun.
I don't have
to drive the ship. You do it.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
The first time I ever walked into YMH was for your show.
Crazy, right?
So, how the first date tables have changed.
I'm happy to be here. Really, really. And the show's been killing it, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, the premise of this show, I have a menu here. And I have all kinds of questions. I have appetizer questions, so we start massaging in easily. And then we have main course, which gets deeper into questions, and then a dessert question to...
I love it.
You know, at the end. Yeah. So we'll first establish a safe word. In case there's anything I ask you, you can just say it, and I'll pump the brakes.
Okay.
Would you like to pick the safe word?
I'm just thinking maybe we should live dangerously. Let's not do it. Let's not do it. Let's live dangerously. I'm going to try to answer everything honestly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Love that. Well, then let's get started with our appetizer questions.
Yeah. By the way, when I was dating, I loved dating.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed dating. A lot of people hated it, but I loved it. I loved just sitting and chatting with people and getting to know things and I just really enjoyed it.
But that just means you like conversation, not necessarily dating.
I don't like doing that with men. And I don't like hanging out with people I'm not like attracted to and interested in.
Right.
So I mean it's because I'm interested that I like hanging out. So.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I can have a conversation with those guys. Right?
Yeah. Like, they're easy.
Comes easy, exactly.
Yeah. They're giggle boxes. Mm-hmm. How many dates do you think you went on before you got married?
Oh, a lot. A lot, a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to estimate. I dated all I could. I know so many people that hated it. I liked it.
Would you consider yourself a playboy before you
were married? No, I was not. I was not. For a minute. But I really was not.
Yeah.
I probably could. I'm laughing because I'm like, gosh, it would have been fun. I would have liked that too. But here's why I wouldn't have liked that. I don't like, to me, that smacks of being manipulative and
like
being
fuck boy material.
Discarding people. Yeah. I had trouble with that.
You've always been very genuine.
But I try.
So,
I mean, you didn't know me anyway. I was kind of an asshole when I was in my 20s. A little bit.
Why? What would you do?
Well, I just think about the fact, for instance, that it took me forever to get engaged to my wife. And that was I'm guilty about that to this day. I mean, she believed me, twists that knife every chance she gets. But I just, you know, I don't know. I wasn't a playboy for sure, but I was, you know, I moved around a little bit and it was hard for me, and it bugs me in retrospect too.
But don't you think that you're allowed to date?
You are.
As much as you want until?
Yes, you are.
You settle down?
Yeah. No, but I guess people would get attached very quickly, and I didn't, there was kind of like,
They just fell for you way too fast.
Or whatever.
You're like, slow down, Carol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Karen.
Karen. I was trying to be nice. I don't think you would date a Karen. I can't see that for you.
Who knows?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Did you ever go to strip clubs before you got married?
The only time I can think of... Oh, no, I did. I think of two. I went on a bachelor party in Seattle and then my own bachelor party. That was it. And then I'm going immediately following this date.
Are you?
Yes. My wife and her friend are there right now. I don't know why they decided. Andy, I blame you.
Is it like the steak and eggs for lunch at the strip
they're
club?
Going, yes, they're going to eat. Yes. They're going to eat. And they picked one that had food. So
that's what you do. You know what? I have actually never told anyone this. God, I love how many times I tell you the first.
You're
story.
In charge. Gosh. You're in charge. But by the way, I've still not gotten over Pirates of the Caribbean. That was amazing.
I saw that you talked about that on another podcast and someone sent it to me.
I can't stop talking about it. I can't stop thinking about it. It's hysterical.
Well, trust me, it's a moment that is ingrained in my memory forever.
And you were so delighted about it, good natured. I hope it's how you really feel about
it,
because it just seems mortifying to me.
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
That, by the way, and if you guys don't know what that story is, you can go back to Dr. Drew's podcast where I talk about how I lost my virginity at Disneyland. That is what he is referring to.
Yeah.
Well, another first for me, since we're talking about strip clubs, and this is way more about you than me, and so I will make this fast.
But hang on now. Isn't a good date where the other person does a lot of talking? You, namely? I mean, isn't that kind of... Wouldn't you enjoy yourself more if you were talking more than me? Let's put it that way.
I mean, as much as I enjoy talking, I already know all about myself.
Okay.
I'm trying to learn about you.
Okay, fair enough.
I should save this story for when I come on your podcast.
No, I want to hear it.
Okay. So when I moved to California, I was looking for a job. And I had some restaurant experience. And so there was a post on Craigslist looking for a sushi cocktail waitress.
This is going to go well.
Oh, cocktail waitress. They said it was a sushi bar. Mm-hmm. And it was late, late nights. And that worked for me because I was trying to be an actress and a model and all that. So I was like, oh, I can be a cocktail waitress at a sushi bar. And so I walk in and it was called Cocoon Nightclub. And it was in Irwindale, California.
Oh, my God. Did you not know where Irwindale was?
I lived in Covina at the time.
What the hell?
I know.
Why?
My grandmother lived there. And I had just moved. I was 18.
What was she doing there?
She was born there.
Covina.
And never moved.
Not even West Covina, which is the bigger city.
It's Covina.
I don't think we've had this conversation. I will have you know that I hung out with a bunch of guys from Covina when I was in high school.
Did you?
South Hills.
Oh my gosh.
That high school, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think my mom went there.
How old's your mom?
My mom's in her 70s.
These guys were they're probably in their late 60s now.
I know. Okay, back to my sushi. Right. So I walk into this nightclub.
That's too weird, by the way.
It is weird.
I may know your mom. It's possible.
Probably.
Yeah. I may have dated her.
I might be your daughter.
Weirder.
We don't know.
No. That I know. That nobody.
So I walk into this bar, and there's stripper poles everywhere, but I had never been into a stripper
club.
Strip club.
Yes.
And so before. Mm. And so I'm looking around and they're like, oh, this is just the daytime. Like, there's not going to be any like dancers. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, it's okay if there are. Like, I'm not really that offended. And they're like, oh, you're not? And I was like, no, not really. And they're like, okay, well, then maybe we'll give you the shifts where they are because you'll make more money.
Oh.
I walked in and it was just the most raunchiest nightclub. I think they only served water. Because it was fully nude.
Oh, yeah. They can't serve alcohol.
Yeah.
So,
and they were serving sushi.
But what
God.
Were you doing? Serving the sushi?
I didn't do it.
Okay.
I walked in and I saw all of
How could you make more money if you're only serving
out.
Water?
Because they tip me for being cute.
Oh, I see. So you have... Mm.
Yeah.
How long did that last?
Not even a day. I never served a single piece of sushi. I walked in and I was like, if I'm going to work in a strip club, I'm just going to be the stripper.
They make more money.
They make more money. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and serve this raw fish dudes.
Fair enough.
I just couldn't do it. And I've also, to note, I've never been a stripper.
Mm.
So anyway, I didn't like ever go back. But I figured if I was going to work in a strip club.
Yeah, I understand your reasoning. I get it. It's good reasoning.
I was going to make more money than this stupid
sushi chef. Server.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Anyway, now to our main course question.
The sushi server thing sounds weirdly erotic, like bizarrely, like inappropriate.
Yeah, it's just like, what would you like? Would you like some tuna tartare today? I don't think so.
No.
There's so many bad jokes there. Anyway, back to when you were dating.
Yeah.
Even now, I think this question goes both ways because it's a forever standing question.
Okay.
Do you get jealous easily?
Not easily, but I do get jealous.
Really?
More than I'd like.
What makes you jealous?
I think it goes back, frankly, I think it's almost like a PTSD thing because I was mistreated a lot when I was a lot younger. And it was always sort of never kind of like aware of it or accepting it or wasn't listening to my instincts and things and was not treated well. And now I get hypervigilant if I sense trouble.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a fight over a girl?
Like actually
a physical fight.
Swung fists. Let me think about this. Because sometimes, because sometimes that's behind things and not explicit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When there's tension between men.
Yeah.
I feel like I must have, but I can't think of a moment where it did.
Or a time when a girl may have gotten you into a fight, like said boyfriend will kick you.
Yeah.
Ass.
No, that never happened. But I can imagine getting in a fight with a guy over somebody without the ease or saying that's what we were fighting over.
Do you like crazy girls?
Define.
Is there something about a girl that when she's
are you
a little,
crazy girl?
Me? No.
Well, I'm just saying I like you, and if that's crazy girl, that then it'd be yes. But crazy girl meaning people like really like mentally like not well emotionally, like that kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I mean. I don't exclude that, but I don't prefer that. I think as I've gotten older, I would exclude that.
Yeah.
More. When I was younger, that certainly did not mind that so much.
Yeah. Are you into blonde?
By the way, I didn't recognize it as well either. But so what's that? Am I into what?
Blondes or brunettes?
A little more on the blonde.
Blondes
but not,
have more
yeah,
fun.
But not necessarily.
It's okay. We can admit it. Mm. What was my other question? Oh, tits or ass?
Tits.
Nadav loved that.
but it's a horse race.
Yeah.
Let's say it's not a clear winner.
Did you ever hide Playboy magazines under your bed?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you ever get caught with those Playboy magazines under your bed?
So when I left home and I was in college.
Spill the beans.
And so I'd get it in college, right? I was good for like a year in college. And I'd sort of stuff them under my bed. And one of my fuckwad friends pulled them out and plastered my window facing out with that one time when I came home from chemistry class. And that may have resulted in a fight. So there you go.
Yeah. Did you ever talk to any of your exes when you were dating? Or when you ended a relationship, did you just move on?
I really was not. That's another sort of thing I'm not super proud of. I just like, whoosh, gone.
Like ghoster?
No, I wouldn't ghost. I was direct and appropriate and kind. But once I was out, there was like, just out.
Yeah.
I have had literally zero. I can't think of anybody who I dated I've had any contact with after I stopped dating them.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Did you ever date a girl?
Women are much better at that than men. You know, I know a lot of men are this way. When you stop, you're good. Disappear. You're just gone. Not the ghosting, but you're just not around anymore.
Just disappear.
It's weird. But we do that.
We're
younger.
Date a girl taller than you?
No.
Because you're like over.
Yeah, I'm over 6 feet tall, but no.
Before you.
Oh, wait.
Ooh, I've got to chill the fuck out.
Yeah, yeah.
You change your mind every
time. Well, because I haven't thought about this stuff in a long time.
I love it.
Yes, a little bit taller than me, actually. Yeah.
And so that was obviously not a deal breaker for you.
No, it's not a deal breaker.
Was it weird looking up?
Oh, I find my wife, who I find at perfect height, I weirdly get intimidated by her when she gets into high heels. So if I'm super attracted to a woman, I think that the height does affect me a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're on your level.
It doesn't feel like anything rational.
it just feels
a little bit. Yeah.
What would you say are deal breakers for you when you're dating?
I have to be attracted to the person. I really do.
Yeah.
I can't force myself to be attracted to somebody. And sometimes my attractions are a little bit uncanny, but as long as it's there, I'm good.
Yeah. What would a woman have to do for you to break up with her?
Cheat. I'm pretty much of a hatchet with that.
Have girls cheated on you in the past?
Yes. I said I was mistreated. Once I caught on a little more,
yeah.
Then I'm just like, poof. I'm hatchet man.
How do you feel about checking the other person's phone when you're dating?
I believe there should be nothing on anybody's phone that you should care whether they check or not.
Yeah.
I think people should be entitled to their privacy, but literally should be no reason that you can't check my phone if you want.
Right. Who do you think pays on a first date?
Me.
Who do you think pays on a second date?
Me.
Do you think that men should pay on every single date?
No.
So when does a girl come in and start to pay?
When she says she'd like to.
Oh, what if she never says that?
Then I'll keep paying.
Damn. That's nice.
It's interesting. I have a lot of clarity on a lot of these things.
Yeah.
These are not ambivalent things. I feel very clear about a lot of this stuff. But I'm surprisingly nervous. I got to tell you, I am uncomfortable with all this. Literally stuff I've not thought of in many years. So
but it's fun though,
it
right?
It is fun. It's just very weird for me. It's just very weird.
What do you think are your red flags?
I think I used to get too clingy too fast. That was definitely a problem early. And I think because I have that tendency that could still happen, I bet, if I were really into somebody. I think, again, it's so hard for me to learn. It's hard. I'm thinking back to how I was. I'm very different than how I was when I was dating, right? Yeah. And so it's hard for me to predict if I were suddenly single and dating again. I think it would be a lot. I would be a lot different. I would be than what I'm describing now.
Yeah.
You know, because that was when I was dating. It was 20s, my 20s.
Sometimes we think that, but then when you suddenly become single, especially if you did become single, which you never will, but if you ever did, yeah, after having such a long relationship and yeah, a family and so much time being spent being grounded.
Yeah.
You always think, well, if I dated, I'd be different. But you could also just turn into a loose cannon.
I could revert back because if you start feeling desperate because you're alone and desperate and yeah, not expecting it, and all
like
of a sudden different
and
a time in your life when you don't. But yeah, I could see I could happen.
What if you went on a date and the girl got like belligerently drunk?
Good times.
Do you think you'd call her back?
It depends. It would not a deal breaker.
Mm. Do you drink alcohol?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to drink?
Red wine, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw you with the white wine on the intro here and the billboard, so I know that's your thing.
Yeah.
I by the way, I'm into Chablis lately.
Oh, I mm-hmm, love Chablis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a little pricey.
How do you feel?
Is that a deal breaker?
I'm a bougie wine drinker.
I am too, but I'm weird with money.
Are you?
I'm weird, but I would never let you see that on a dating situation.
So if you went on a date, what's an expensive dinner look like to you?
These days, I've noticed it is $200 for two people to have dinner.
Easily.
Period. It used to be $120. Now it's $200.
Yeah.
With wine, even if you don't buy a bottle of wine. So
yeah,
it's just what it is.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I went to dinner two nights ago, had two teeny tiny appetizers, one entree each, and a dessert, and it was over $200, and we didn't have any alcohol.
Oh, yeah, that's... Mm.
And I was like, whoa, five items for $200.
Yeah, I'm not shocked anymore.
What is the most you would spend on a date?
That's because I'm weird, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, I would be pissed if I spent over $300.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would say anything.
How much
that might be the deal breaker. That might be the end of the date. It's particularly if you drove it, you know, if you were buying extravagant bottles of wine and thing. That would be a little bit concerning to me.
Yeah. Well, you say that you're weird with money. How? Yeah.
I'm just, I was sort of traumatized by my dad about it. He was from the Depression and he started getting on me when I was 2 years old. And so it's very hard for me to spend money.
You're expensive.
Literally, he would say, I've told this story before, these guys have heard it. He would go, you need new shoes? No, get the shoes. No, of course, get the shoes. But tomorrow, you're going to have to visit me in the poorhouse because that's where I'm going to be living, in the poorhouse. He did this for years. And like I had this place in my head where I was going to, he goes, no, you can't talk. Well, you can wave to me through the window. He won't be able to talk. I mean, he just developed this whole thing. So I still have trauma from that. And so it's very hard for me to spend money.
Wow.
Isn't that weird? I'm a good saver. Good news. That's good if you like
that.
Yeah. So.
Man.
But interestingly, he always spent money on meals. Largely because back in those days, you could really deduct all the meals, so he would do that. But it has made it so that I can do that without feeling weird. So dinners and things I'm better able to spend on. Clothing, terrible.
Really? Well, you dress so nice, though.
Teen mom wardrobe. So,
How much money do you think you're going to spend at the strip club?
That's a great question. Annie, how much did we spend at that last one?
Oh, how much did we spend? I mean, I gave y'all I think I did three stacks, 100, so yeah, like 300.
We spent $300?
Yeah, I think so.
$100 each, it goes back quick.
Yeah.
Dude, I owe you money. I owe you dinner at least.
Yeah, you already gave me the money back.
Holy shit. Okay, well, I'm going to advise my wife and her friend that we go home. We maybe not go there.
Because they're about to have like
I had
steak,
no idea you spent
shrimp.
That kind of money. I had no idea. Those are $1 bills, man. I thought I spent $30.
Those three fat stacks.
Wow.
You didn't think those were hundreds?
Okay. Those ones go flying, Dr. Drew.
I've seen those machines.
Yeah, and they just make it rain. Yeah, yeah. And the more you make it rain, the more their butts just
come at you. Mm-hmm.
I have a favorite stripper at the strip club here in Austin.
Which one?
I can't say her name.
Which strip club?
Red Rose.
So we're not going to Red Rose. That's the one these guys took me to last time, or I met them at. You didn't take me to, guys.
I even follow her on Instagram. Took them?
They took me.
That's a red flag. He's a liar.
That's a red. Yeah.
How would I know where to go?
That's a red flag.
I'm sure. No, we're going to the other one, the Palazzo or whatever.
Oh, Palazzo's good. I found my last assistant at Palazzo. Mm-hmm. She was great.
Good.
I really liked her. I miss you, girl. How clean do you keep your car?
Very. Although if we were going out, it would be clean.
Yeah.
It would be completely clean. I get it. I know what you guys, how your heads work.
Yeah.
It would be pristine, I promise.
Love that.
Yeah.
How often do you shower?
At least daily.
How often do you brush your teeth?
Twice a day.
How do you feel about a woman that doesn't shave like her armpits? She's like the...
As one of my girlfriends, what's the word I'm looking for? Advised me. Mm-hmm. Advised me. She goes, I'm just trying to help you be more attractive and look better to other people.
Oh.
So I would urge something like that.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, it's whatever you're into, but it just, you know, the Egyptians had depilatories. The Egyptians did.
Yeah. Even way back then.
Yes. So it's something that humans prefer. It's all, you do what you want. But
how do you tell your significant other that they're starting to get fat?
Thank God I like my wife in all the sizes she comes. I mean, literally, I feel like I'm into all of it. So if I were not, right? If it were somebody,
right.
And I was worried about, I would sort of take the health angle. Like, it's getting out of hand. You know, maybe I'll do something together. Let's do this together. I need to lose a couple pounds. I would put it all back on me.
Would you just slow down the
or
meals?
I'd shut the fuck up. It's like the other thing I would do because I know it's very dangerous territory.
Yeah.
Yeah. People, when they're overweight, they know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not the last to know. They know right away.
If you were in the dating scene and it was today, would you date a girl with an OnlyFans?
Oh, that's a great question because I noticed a friend of mine was doing that. And at first I was like, what? And then I thought, oh, she doesn't, whatever. Depends what she's doing in the OnlyFans, I guess.
No pornography.
How explicit?
Just like, let's just say she's doing full nude modeling.
Probably be okay.
Yeah.
I'm pretty liberal, open-minded, whatever. And so sometimes I miss red flags because of that, though. I'm just accepting, you know, okay, whatever. But
yeah.
I would, these days I would make note of that. It would be something that would be like on the list
of
things I'd be making note of.
How far into dating someone do you think you should introduce your partner to your parents?
My parents are dead. So how about my kids?
Okay.
About a year, something like that.
Oh, a year?
Well, you're right. When you're older, you kind of know if you're going to hang out or not quicker. All right. 4 to 6 months, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But the parents.
Drastic change.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. What about saying I love you?
That I find that easy to do, maybe too easy sometimes. like I told you, I can get
too clingy.
Yeah. Which I know is of itself a red flag that I'm holding up, right?
Yeah. You say I love you too soon.
But the question was how soon?
How soon do you think you should say I love you?
I mean, if you're talking about being exclusive, right, and
mm-hmm.
and you're having sex and you're into it, and you're, you know, 3 to 6 months again, that sort of zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have has any girl ever said that she loves you and you didn't feel it back?
I'm sure stuff like that has happened.
How do you handle that?
it's very uncomfortable. I start thinking about how to
you
get
just
out
say
of
thank
it.
Thank you.
I just start thinking of ways to get out, escape.
Yeah. Mm. Let's say you went on the worst date of your life. Mm. So bad that you didn't even want to finish the meal.
Mm.
How would you get out of it?
I would bear down to finish the meal. And
you would
do
it.
I would wrap it up. I'd find an excuse to, yeah. I would finish the meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too brutal. just unless the person was abusive or something. Then
yeah.
You know, let's get out of here.
I feel like a good excuse would just be like that it costs too much money.
I think I would be, if I got to that point, I would be very direct. I would make excuses. I would just go, this isn't working.
How do you feel about open relationships?
I think they sound fun. Well, listen, but here, I haven't finished my thought. Let me finish the thought. If I were just dating, right? I were just dating, then whoever I'm dating better get ready for the fact that I'm just dating. You know what I mean? I'm not in a relationship. And if that kind of open you're talking about, then I'm into it. But if you're in a committed relationship, while it sounds fun and a lot of people are doing it, I can tell you with categorical certainty, it does not work.
Right.
I wish it did work. It'd be a lot of fun. It does not work. Things fall apart. The time course is different for different people, but it always fucks up. Do you know who Jason Ellis is? Do you know Jason Ellis?
No.
Jason Ellis has a podcast. He's a Australian guy. He's a skateboarder, boxing guy.
Sounds hot.
And he and his girlfriend had this open relationship. And I was like, well, I finally found somebody that it seems to work for them. They've been doing it for years. Fell apart.
Of course.
It always, always, always falls. So if it's a relationship that is really important to you, do not do that.
Yeah. Have you ever had a threesome?
No.
Foursome?
No. No, just... I choose my partners wisely.
Yeah.
And so one is what I want. I want that one.
The one.
Yes. I don't think there's anything wrong with two, but I thankfully have been able to be with people I want to be with. You know?
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll...
That's it? My menu's over?
I know. Do you want to hang out longer?
Yes, I do. I do. Can we go on a second date?
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a little bit of a red flag.
A little red flag.
I know. I'm like, yes. you're just one of my favorite people on the whole planet.
I love working with you. You're great. I had no doubt you would get here. You killed it on my show. You're my wife's favorite guest. Sorry, gentlemen. So thank you for all you've done here at your mom's house, too.
Well, I'm not done yet. I have one more question.
Okay. This is the dessert question?
The dessert question.
Are these fun ones or are these harsh ones?
This is one fun one.
Okay.
What is the sweetest thing you've ever done for someone that you were with?
I mean, you got to remember I'm married for a long time, so I hope I've done lots of sweet things for
her. I'm sure you have.
I hope I have.
Does anything stick out where it was just like an extraordinary...
I am... Let me think about this. Because I used to buy her jewelry. Mm. And I remember one time I surprised her with something. We were in Arizona at something, and it just was a nice gesture, and she seemed to like it. What's interesting about that kind of thing, though, thankfully now she doesn't require that kind of attention anymore
because,
you know, I'm weird with the money. And she got the message for all the years of me being nice to her and buying things for her and things. And now she's also into saving and building and doing the things.
Oh, that's good.
Which is good. But here's what I want to say. And gentlemen, back me up on this. When you're dating a guy and he's overly like what you would call romantic, as males, we all immediately go, oh, what's he up to? He's manipulating her. What's he doing? What's he up to? If there's candles, if it's on the beach, all that stuff. You feel someone, it's one thing to be super nice and super gentlemanly and appropriate and just as present with you as possible. But when you start doing the over the top stuff, we just kind of go, all right, what's he up? What's he doing?
Yeah.
I don't trust that. So that's all. So I don't tend to go all the way down that path.
Right.
It feels uncomfortable to me.
But you've given really nice gifts.
I have.
All right.
And I've surprised her with them. So.
Well, we're going to recap your red flags That's my favorite thing to do.
Okay.
So first of all, you're too clingy.
I can be too clingy. We'll see if I were dating now, if I were or not, you know?
Yeah.
I have to get out there.
A little jealous sometimes. Lying about your strip club story.
What did I lie? What did I say?
You said it was us that took you. We did not.
How did I know where to go unless you guys told me where to go? I mean, I don't know where the strip clubs are.
You took us, bro.
All right.
You took them.
But lying would be a red flag. So if I lied, I apologize. So I had to make amends quickly.
Manipulate your wife into losing weight.
Is that manipulative?
Mm-hmm. And you would introduce your parents after a year.
That's too long?
Yeah, of course.
Is it too long?
I think 6 months is the longest you should wait.
Okay.
But anyway, I'd love to go on another date
so
with you.
Would you, if we went on this date, this first date, would you have raised these issues and gone,
I think what's lovely about this podcast is I feel the freedom to really ask these questions. I don't think enough people ask these questions on dates.
Completely agree. Completely. And by the way, I find this completely enjoyable.
Totally.
Right? And why have conversations about bullshit? Why not talk about things that are important?
Totally. And I think that also...
But it makes
well
you nervous to be the subject of it, but it's challenging.
Because you're
good.
On the spot a little bit and you got to be honest.
I'm afraid of what I'm going to remember.
Well, yeah. I think that you all, as many red flags as like people have, there's always green ones too.
Yeah.
And you communicate really well. Mm. You sound very loving. It sounds like you, like even though you could be too clingy, like it sounds like you know what you want. So it's like the double-edged sword. With everything that's negative, the other side could have something really positive.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you for coming on my show.
Lauren, privilege. Pleasure.
Can't
congratulations.
Wait to see you again. Thank you. Everyone already knows where to find you, but.
So, you know, I'll give you three places. Obviously, here at your mom's house, Dr. Drew After Dark, also drdrew.com. I still do a podcast with Adam Carolla, and then drdrew.tv. I do a streaming show that my wife produces 3 days a week. Really interesting stuff you guys would like.
So, Dr. Drew After Dark here at YMH Studios. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of First Date. We'll see you next time.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date.